This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chapel Roan, Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. How are you doing this morning, Alyssa?
I'm doing great.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Are you in your new chair?
No.
Oh, you're not sitting in your new chair?
No. I'm not great with change. I need a second to warm up to it. I walked in this morning to a new chair to sit in, and it seems like a small thing, and it looks beautiful, but it's just a lot for me to try to deal with this early in the morning.
All right. We're going to get into this a little bit later on this morning. Yeah, Alyssa's new chair.
I got one. Bill did not.
Yeah, Alyssa has a new chair. I do not have a new chair this morning, but we'll get to that a little bit later on this morning. Yesterday was back to school for my kids.
How did it go?
I think it went well. I don't know if this is just because I have two boys or if it's just because of how old they are. One is 14, the other one is 10. They don't share a whole lot. And really, they never have.
Okay. You know,
when they come home, they don't have stories about their day and fun anecdotes, and they just don't have that. They don't realize that dad's doing a radio show and he needs content and he needs stories. They just come home and say, fine, everything was good. I've gotten used to them where I can pick up on their mannerisms.
So language.
Yeah. If they seem normal, then I don't really worry about it. If I can tell, though, if something, like, really is wrong.
And, like, something is just off. You could tell something probably happened that day.
But I didn't pick up on any of that yesterday. It seems like they both had good first days at their school. My youngest son, Drew, I was happy about this. He was reunited with his friend, Johnny. Now, he was in the same class with Johnny last year, and they were inseparable. Even after school, they would. Well, Drew has one of those watch phones.
Oh yeah,
the Apple Watch. I don't know what I'm saying. It's like some T-Mobile watch for kids.
Okay.
And then I think Johnny has a cell phone at 10 years old, and so they would call each other after school, and they would play, you know, Xbox or Roblox or whatever.
Whatever they're playing. Fun.
But then this summer, they had zero contact with each other.
What?
And we don't know his parents, so we don't even know their last name. So we had no way of reaching out to the parents to set up a play date over the summer or anything like that.
Oh,
like, all
no.
I know is this kid's name's Johnny. That's all I know. And over the summer, Drew was calling him and calling him. And it would just, I don't know if it would just ring and ring or if it would go to voicemail or what. But he never got a hold of Johnny. And I asked him about it. And Drew said, I think that Johnny's mom blocked my number because she thought it was spam.
Oh, no. Oh, that's totally possible. I block so many numbers.
Yeah.
Anytime I don't recognize them, if it's a 216 or a 330, it's getting blocked.
Yeah, but Drew, he reunited with Johnny. They're not in the same class, but they are in the same floor. So they see each other at lunch and they see each other at recess. And then after school yesterday, they were back on the phone doing whatever they're doing in the basement.
Okay, so he's unblocked.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Got that figured out.
Yeah, so I think we're day number one. Successful.
In the books.
Yeah. Thanks for being here this morning. We are the Q Morning Show. Benson Boone, it's Q104. He'll be at Rocket Arena on Tuesday night. His tour actually doesn't even begin until this Friday.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't want this to happen. I just predict that I don't want it to happen. I probably shouldn't say it. But he does all those flips all the time, Benson Boone.
Yeah?
And I'm just afraid that he's going to screw up his knee.
Oh, my God. That's such the dad in you.
And then, well, I mean, he could still continue the tour. It's just that's it for the flips.
Yeah, that'll be all for the flips. But I think he's got it down. He seems like he's kind of a pro at doing those. He seems very confident. And I feel like you're not that confident doing those flips, especially in like a shiny jumpsuit,
yeah,
unless you know you can land it.
So back to school time. My boys went back to school yesterday. Will is my oldest. He's 14. Yesterday, so he had his full day of school. And then he had lifting with the baseball team, I think, after school. And he got home around 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just kind of lounging around. I think he did some homework. I think he was watching some TV. And then I went to the library with the youngest one, with Drew. And then I came back home. And I asked Paula, where's Will? Where'd he go?
Right.
He's napping. It's like at 6:30 at night, he's fast asleep.
Oh, man. Talk about full circle.
Why is that?
Well, because he's a freshman in high school now, yeah, taking a nap. I'm sure that there was a point in time not that long ago that he was being put down for nap time. Now I'm sure he wishes he had a built-in nap time into the day.
Paula's like, this is completely normal. She's like, I did the same thing when I was in high school, when I was in college. I would come home and I would just nap for an hour, maybe 2 hours.
He's a growing boy.
I don't ever remember doing that when I was his age.
I definitely didn't do that when I was his age.
I don't know.
Absolutely not.
I don't know if I was too busy or...
I had my routine. Come home, watch Full House, watch Grounded for Life, the Ellen DeGeneres Show,
yeah,
the news, do my homework. It was a very routine structure.
I try to take a lot of naps. Now, it doesn't always take, but...
I take more naps now than I ever did growing up. I don't know what that says about me.
It's good. Do you get a nap in the afternoon?
You know, recently I have been taking more naps in the afternoon, the past like 2 weeks.
But how long are the naps?
About 2 hours.
Okay.
Like a little too long, but not like so bad that I would qualify it as a sleep.
When I first started working mornings, which was right around 2000, I would take like 4 hour naps.
That was me last year. Like, I stopped calling them naps, and I was like, yeah, I just took a sleep. Like, because I was just going to sleep.
There was this one night when I woke up, and it was like 6:30, and I woke up, and I look at the clock, and I'm like, oh, my God, I overslept. I'm late for the show, and I realize it's 6:30 at night.
I've done that no less than like 10 times. This past year, one of the times I actually drove to work.
Oh my gosh, yes, that's right. I remember that.
And so, didn't realize it till it was way too late, but that's fine. It's fine.
216-474-0104. You can call us, you can text us. We have good vibes on the way. What's your good vibe this morning? Is it a nap that you get every day? Are you looking forward to a nap? Is that a good vibe?
Yeah, did you wake up this morning and are immediately looking forward to the nap you get to take?
Please share with us. Good vibes are on the way. Kim in Shaker Heights, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Please share your good vibe with all of us.
My good vibe is seeing I have two kids and seeing them get on the bus to go to school, and they're so excited and they're happy, and they're making friends and, you know, they're excited for the day, and seeing them kind of like become the people that they're destined to be just makes me, fills my heart, makes me happy.
When was their first day of school, Kim?
They went back yesterday.
So today would be day two of riding the bus. And do you go out and wait with them at the bus stop, or do you just let them go on their own?
I do, because, you know, like, my youngest is in first grade, so, and it's just down, it's, like, just at the end of her block, so I go out and wait, too. And it's nice out right now, so, you know, that may change when it snows, but.
So the first grader, is it their first time riding the bus, or did they ride the bus as a kindergartner?
They did ride the bus as a kindergartner.
Oh, so they're well prepared.
They have some experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so they think they're the big time.
Yeah. Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I have two boys. The younger one rides the bus. And yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not even physically there, but I still have that feeling of he is getting on this bus and I have no control over what happens after this.
Yeah, it's big feels. It's big feels.
But I get to see him when he gets off the bus, and I can sometimes tell if it's a good day by how he gets off the bus.
Like how he's walking.
Yeah. If he's sprinting, it's usually a good day. If he's just kind of like,
if he's waddling, he's like, oh boy.
Kim, thanks for sharing that good vibe with us this morning.
Yeah, for sure.
And I hope it's a wonderful and successful year for your kids at their school.
Me too. Your kids too, I hope.
216-474-0104. Every morning, good vibes on the Q Morning Show. Q104.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's Q104. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa. So I want to get to this because as soon as I walked into the studio this morning, I noticed this right away, and I don't even know why I noticed it. Because it was out of place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely, like, anything that is out of place in here in the morning, you'll notice it. And we see the same stuff every day.
It was on Alyssa's side of the room. And I look over there and I'm like, what? And I'm like, that's a new chair. Alyssa has a brand new chair sitting over there. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I walk over to my side of the room and I'm like, wait a minute. I still have my old chair.
Yeah, I'm the only one that got a new chair.
And there is a clear contrast between the two chairs that we have now.
Oh, very clear. I really wish that I could describe it vocally over the airwaves for you.
I can describe it. One's a brand new chair. The other one's trash.
Yes. Yeah. That's the nicest way to put it. One of them looks like it has been through generations. It looks like it is an heirloom to the company that has been passed down. And another one looks like it came straight out of the box.
Well, that's why I kind of liked using that chair, or using the chair that I have, because I'm pretty sure that Larry Morrow sat in this chair in 1985.
And so, oh, legends have sat in that chair.
Absolutely. Did you ask for a new chair?
You know, I did, in a roundabout, like, sort of way. Because the chair that I've been using since I started here over a year ago has been broken since I started here over a year ago. I've fallen out of said chair at least 5 times, at least. And, like, there's a bolt in the bottom of the chair that every, like, 2 months or so, when the bolt falls out, I have to get on the floor and screw it back in the hole. And
well, it's a safety issue at this point.
Yeah, I think that's probably more so why I got the chair.
So management, so you did tell management about it, though?
Oh, I did. I did.
So is this an example of the squeaky wheel gets the grease?
I guess so. I asked jokingly, like, do you think I'd be able to file workman's comp? That'll get it done really fast, though.
Yeah, that's a buzzword.
I know it is.
You know,
yeah,
HR,
it really is.
HR probably stepped in and said, you better get her a chair.
Hot tip.
Like, soon. So, yeah, Alyssa has a brand new chair sitting over there. I do not.
Womp.
So it just goes along with my theory. When Alyssa first started on this show, which was over a year ago now.
May of 2024.
And I was pleasantly surprised when this happened. Everybody accepted Alyssa. Everybody loves Alyssa. Like, everybody wanted to hang out with Alyssa. Alyssa kept getting invites to lunch.
Do I hear some jealousy?
No, it's not jealousy. I'm genuinely happy that you were accepted and everybody loves you. If it was
Thank
the
you.
Opposite, I'd be miserable right now. I'm so happy that everyone loves you and adores you around here.
Me too.
And they asked you to be a part of the party planning committee. Like, everybody loves Alyssa.
You're still talking about that. I forgot about that.
But now it's like, it's blatant that they prefer you over me.
Because I got a new chair.
And I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Don't you think that there's something to that?
Is this what your sons are like?
What do you mean?
Like, if one gets something and the other doesn't, do they do this?
Yeah, I'm Drew. I'm Drew
you
in this scenario.
You're currently your 10-year-old son.
You're Will and I'm Drew because Drew gets all the hand-me-downs.
Well, you can have my old chair if you want. My old chair can be new to you. Do you want it?
Speaking of hand-me-downs, I'm surprised that they didn't get Jen and Tim new chairs and just gave us their old chairs.
I am shocked. I am shocked that is not what happened. Honestly, I don't know where that chair came from. It might be from their studio. Who's to say?
Well, I hope you enjoy your new chair.
I will.
I do.
I'm not sitting in it yet. I'm not great with change. I'm gonna ease into it. I sat in it for a second, just completely different feel. Just gotta give myself a second.
And if the company is listening, and like, I'm not passively aggressively asking for a chair. I'm fine with this chair. It's comfortable.
No, it's not passive at all. He's asking for a chair.
No, I'm not. This gets the job done. I'm perfectly fine. I really am.
Hey, at least they don't make us do like standing desks. That would suck.
Hash It Out is on the way. It kind of felt like we were hashing this out.
It kind of did. I wasn't really prepared for that.
Stephanie and Mark are joining us. It's back to school time, and they're dealing with an issue that I don't think that many parents have to deal with. And so that's why they're coming to us for some advice, because they need some different opinions here. So we'll get to that coming up. You are listening to Alyssa and Bill. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Back to school time. We're going to hash it out this morning. I think a lot of what people are going through right now is we can all relate to it. It's bedtimes and homework and extracurricular activities. But I think that Stephanie and Mark are going through something right now that I don't know if a lot of people are going to relate to. But at the same time, they are looking for some advice. So let's bring in Stephanie first. Stephanie, good morning.
Hey there. Morning.
And Mark is here. However, we should mention that Mark, he's not your current husband, but he was your husband at one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We divorced almost 10 years ago, but we have a son together, and he's the main reason we're on the show today.
What's going on with you guys?
Okay. Quick backstory. I have remarried. I've had two other kids since Mark and I split up, but we've shared custody of our son, who is 15 now. And about 2 years ago, I moved about 45 minutes away with my now husband. My husband still lives in our old house. We just didn't want to disrupt the life of our son too much. So we decided to allow him to live at Mark's house during the week. And then he would be with me on the weekends. You know, we didn't want him to change schools or leave his friends. And that had worked really well so far. But now we have a concern for this year. Mark's company wants him to spend like a lot more time in their corporate office, which is in Chicago. So he's going to be spending a large portion of his time in Chicago, and he thinks it's fine to have our son live alone in the house during the week and like go to school on his own. And I don't agree with this.
Okay, let me make sure I have this right. So you live about 45 minutes away, you said.
Yeah.
Your oldest son, who's 15, lives with Mark wherever they live right now, because we're trying not to mention cities, and we're trying not to mention the name of their son.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think I get it. And now Mark has to do some traveling for work. So you're going to have a 15-year-old living in the house all by himself?
I don't agree with that.
What do you want your son to do?
I don't have the solution right now. Like I either have to figure out how to drive him to school every morning, which would take me 45 minutes to an hour, or he will have to change schools and live with me.
Oh, and I'm assuming that your son does not want the latter.
No, yeah, he wants to stay at his dad's house. I mean, his school is almost literally in the backyard. I will say that, so he can easily walk there.
Okay.
But I don't want him to be alone all week. That feels crazy.
Oh, completely understandable, especially from your son's perspective. Like, he doesn't want to switch schools. Let's bring in Mark right now. I think this is a good time to bring in Mark. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Okay, to recap, you live with your son that you share with Stephanie at your house, but now you've got to spend some time on the road coming up.
Yeah, correct. He lives with me during the week and then goes to his mom on the weekend.
So how do you feel about this? Like, what do you want to do with your son during the week while you're out of town?
Well, I know it's kind of not the most conventional situation, but I would love for him just to stay at the house while I'm in Chicago during the week. He's a really responsible kid. He's really on top of his schoolwork, and I'm sure that he can handle this.
Mark, we can't have a 15-year-old living on his own for five nights a week. That is insane.
He'll hardly be even in the house is the thing. Like, because right after school, he has soccer and games in the evenings. And, you know, if you pull him off the team, he's going to resent you.
Okay, but how's he going to eat? If something happens, like, what if something happens and he's home completely alone?
He's 15 years old. He knows how to prepare meals. And I can set him up with food that he can microwave, and it'll be totally fine. This is also, like, not to mention, it's a temporary situation.
Well, okay, how temporary?
All I have to do is get things squared away at work, so don't make me travel so much. And then from there, I'll keep working from home, and things will go back to how they were.
Alyssa, is this even legal? Can you allow a 15-year-old to essentially live alone?
I'm not sure about the legalities of this.
I don't either. Stephanie, I just wanted to clarify. So the options are either he stays at his dad's house, and his dad's out of town, but if he comes to live with you, that's 45 minutes away. Are you able to drive him 45 minutes to an hour to get to school in the morning? Is that even feasible for you?
I mean, it would not be easy. I have a third grader and a first grader, and I work. But like, I would figure that out.
There's no way he's going to want to stay at your house and get up that early, like sit in the car for an hour before school when he could just stay in my house.
Clearly, we need to figure something out. I mean, there's no way he's living on his own. He's 15 years old.
I'm completely stumped on this one, Alyssa. 216-474-0104. I'm pretty sure I see everybody's perspective, and especially the 15-year-old who doesn't want to change schools.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to side with the 15-year-old here. I don't know if it's legal, but as a kid of divorce, oh, yeah, I'm siding with him.
What would you do? Would you allow a 15-year-old to stay in his own house for just a few nights a week while he goes to school? What other suggestions do you have? 216-474-0104. We're hashing it out next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. You've got Bill and Alyssa. Mark and Stephanie have come to us looking for some advice. Let me see if I can sum this up. It's a little complicated. Stephanie and Mark are divorced. They do share custody of a 15-year-old. And now Stephanie is remarried. She has her own kid. She has kids with her new husband. They live about 45 minutes away. And their 15-year-old son has stayed in the original home with Mark, which is like in the backyard of the school that their son attends.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's got to spend some time on the road with his company. He's got to spend some time at the corporate office. And Mark wants to leave their 15-year-old son home alone during the week, even though he's in Chicago. And he thinks that it's okay if he can get himself up, get breakfast, get dressed, go to school, do homework on a nightly basis.
So the question is 15 years old too young to stay home by themselves?
Lauren in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about Stephanie and Mark? What should they do?
Well, I honestly feel like if they don't feel comfortable fully, they could easily maybe send him to a friend's house after school. And if maybe he could go home at night and they have like a security camera, like in a common living area, you know, just to make sure that he's getting up in the morning. You know, he can go to his friend's house, do his homework there, maybe get fed for dinner, and, you know, go home at the end of the night.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of compromises and workarounds there.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. That way he's not spending a lot of time by himself.
It's a lot to ask of the other family to take care of another kid, although I'm sure that there's plenty of parents that would do it. Especially if they're on the same soccer team or something like that. But also, what if just one of his friends hung out? What if he hung out at somebody else's house until it was time to go to bed, and then he went home and he went just slept in his own bed?
That's what I'm thinking.
So he's not alone as much.
Right. So the only time he's actually alone in the house would be when he's sleeping.
Cassie and Menor, what suggestions do you have for this family?
So I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner. I've dealt with kids, and I think the mistake parents make is we think that when our kids get older, they're more responsible, they don't need us as much, but this is the time in life when they need their parents the most. I would absolutely not leave my kid home alone at 15 for a whole week. I don't know how temporary this Chicago thing is, but you either got to figure out a way to get the mom, I can't remember her name, to stay there, but absolutely not would I let my 15-year-old stay home alone for a whole week, even if it's longer. I don't know. Again, I don't know how long he's going to be in Chicago for, but, you know, they need their parents at this age more than ever. So
what
that would be my figure it out.
Would you be more concerned about him not, like, getting up for school, not, you know, making himself dinner, or would you be concerned about him, you know, staying out late, getting into trouble?
Well, I don't think I'd even be concerned. He sounds like he's responsible, but the fact is, you know, just in general, 15, there's other temptations. I mean, you don't know. I mean, I started drinking at 15, you know,
right. When
my parents lived at home. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of just having, you know, just someone being there, you know, to keep an eye on everything. It's not saying the kid's not responsible, but it goes beyond that, you know, questions, things that, you know, peer pressure. I mean, was that 10th grade? You know, you got a lot of other things in life where you need an adult around. You know, you're 15. You're not an adult. You're not a kid. But you're not an adult. So I think, you know, if the mom could find a way to figure it out and even just drive him, or, you know, it might be fun for her too. If she lives 45 minutes away, it might be a good thing for her, you know, to be around her kid at this age and see some of these things and practices that he does. So it might be a win-win for both if she can figure out a way to stay there or even just drive him to school, or split it up somehow where she can do a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Great points. Thank you, Cassie. I'm kind of with her. There's no way in the world I would let Will do this. Like, he's only 14, but I just wouldn't allow him to stay in the house.
Yeah, I mean, and you're a dad, so you definitely would know better than me. I wonder if it would be weird if Stephanie stayed at Mark's house while he's gone.
I don't know if that would be weird.
That way she could, like, be there with her oldest son, and then, like, her current husband can take care of the kids. Might even be just, like, a fun little staycation for her.
Next week, we'll be hashing it out with Stephanie and her husband, and her current husband.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're leaving me alone with the kids. there's lots of dynamics here, but hopefully there's a solution somewhere in there, Stephanie and Mark. So please keep us posted on what you decide to do. Okay, what do we got next? We've got Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So all this week, Cleveland Taco Fest tickets.
Yeah, for Labor Day weekend.
So who's next to take on Alyssa in some trivia? We'll be right back in less than 10. Heading to Macedonia today to talk to Joel. He's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Joel, good morning.
Good morning.
It's you versus Alyssa, and if you get more trivia questions right than her, you will win this game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Joel?
I'm very ready.
Let's jump into it. Question one. What sport do the Harlem Globetrotters play?
That would be basketball.
Question two. What movie stars Johnny Depp as Pirate Jack Sparrow?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Question three. Vision of Love was the first hit song by Janet Jackson or Mariah Carey?
I will go with Janet Jackson there.
Question four. This search engine went live in 2004.
I'll go Bing.
Final question. True or false? An eggplant is a vegetable.
That is true.
All right, Joel, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? What are you up to this morning, Joel? Why are you listening to us?
I'm on the way to work. A little more traffic than usual, so I'm late. I'm ready for this.
Thank you for having us on. Alyssa, it's Joel in Macedonia. He's late for work, so he decided to pick up the phone and play Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
All right. Well, why not? Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
How late are you?
I'll probably be 10 minutes late.
Oh, that's nothing. That's fine.
We're good.
All right. So Joel, he started out okay, but then tailed off at the end here. Alyssa, you need three questions to beat him, just two to tie. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, what sport do the Harlem Globetrotters play?
Basketball.
Question two, what movie stars Johnny Depp as Pirate Jack Sparrow?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Question three, Vision of Love was the first hit song by Janet Jackson or Mariah Carey?
Janet Jackson.
No, Vision of Love was Mariah Carey's song.
Hmm.
Question four, this search engine went live in 2004.
Bing.
That was also Joel's guess, and I think you guys are overthinking it. Google in 2004.
Wait, really? It wasn't around before that?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize we were asking Jeeves for that long.
Final question. It's a true or false question. An eggplant is a vegetable. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say it's false.
Correct.
Yes.
It's false. An eggplant is not a vegetable. Joel got that wrong.
Is it a fruit?
He thought it was an emoji.
I mean, it is an emoji.
Hopefully Joel doesn't know anything about that.
Yeah, Joel, what do you know about those eggplant emojis?
No, don't answer that, Joel. All right. Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge today. I believe the final score is 3-2. Joel, thank you so much. Hopefully you're not too late for work today. And hang on, we do have some prizes for you.
Thank you. My name is Joel, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
On Q104.
So nice to have you with us this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show on Q104.
I actually just got a text from my godmother who's listening. Mm-hmm. And she said, if we're going to be talking about Gen Alpha slang, can we please find out what skibbity means?
We've covered skibbity for, we've covered that, haven't we? Skibbity was
so
last year.
I still don't know what skibbity even means, but I think the ship has sailed. I'm okay with being in the dark on it.
The one that I've been hearing all summer is 6-7.
Oh, my campers. When I was a counselor a couple weeks ago, 6-7 all the time, and I don't know what it means.
I even wrote this down to talk about maybe a couple of weeks ago, and then it kind of went away for a while, but now it's back for some reason. So I did some research on this. Because I don't know.
You actually did.
Yeah, because I asked my kids, what does that mean? Like, what? And they have no idea.
I feel like we asked Drew on the phone last year what something meant, and he just giggles.
Right.
He just giggles and then just won't tell you.
So, yeah, someone did the deep dive on this. The 6-7 trend is a meme that traces back to a song by Skrilla. Are you familiar with Skrilla?
I'm not. Not
me neither.
Not Skrillex?
No, it's Skrilla.
Yeah, no.
He's not in my playlist. Kids also use the phrase in reference to NBA player LaMelo Ball, who is actually 6-7 inches tall.
Oh.
So it's a whole TikTok thing, and kids are making their own videos. But still, what does that actually mean? Because I still don't understand. So the best way that I understand it is it kind of means so-so, because kids will also do like an up and down hand motion with their hands. They'll be like,
oh,
you can't see me doing it right now. Actually, we are recording this for video. So 6-7.
6-7. It's, I don't really know how to explain it. Just both hands kind of going up and just like weighing, I guess. Okay, so it's like so-so.
Mm-hmm.
But why not just say so-so? It's the same amount of syllables. It's
because you need your own slang, right? I mean, who wants to say so-so? That's boring when you can say 6-7.
I guess. Sure.
I mean, it's nonsensical. Maybe that's the point.
As long as it doesn't mean anything bad. Just when I was a counselor, I was just like, does it mean something bad? That's all I need to know. Is it inappropriate? Do I need to shut it down? Like, I'm tired. That's all I care about.
So will we learn any other words this 2025-2026 school year?
That's a stupid question.
I don't know. If I hear about them, we'll talk about them here.
We will definitely hear more. This is Jet Alpha. Come on.
The Q Morning Show. Linda in Bedford Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
Linda just pulled over to play this game. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions. If you get more of them correct than Alyssa, Linda, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Linda, are you ready?
No, but let's go.
Question 1. In baseball, how many runs are scored on a grand slam?
4.
Question 2. Carly Rae Jepsen had a hit song back in 2012. Can you tell me the name?
No.
I do appreciate the honesty. Question 3. In the movie Finding Nemo, who was Marlin's wife?
Oh, no. I want to say the fish with no memory. I don't know.
Question 4. What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs?
Octagon.
Final question. What is the meaning of FN on your computer keyboard? So you're looking at your keyboard, you see FN. What does FN stand for?
I have no clue. I haven't been on a keyboard in years.
Well, that's good, Linda. That means you're living life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I don't know what that one is either.
Who wants to be stuck on a computer all day? Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? I mentioned that Linda took a break and pulled over. What are you doing this morning, Linda? What do you do?
I'm doing Uber Eats. I'm actually just starting my morning.
Okay, very good. So nobody is waiting on a meal right now.
No, when I was calling in, I was getting a ping. That's what you were hearing. So I totally went offline, parked my car, and now I'm just talking to you guys.
Oh, very good. And Alyssa's here now. It's Linda in Bedford Heights.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Driving around this morning doing Uber Eats, took a break, pulled over, and she did okay. 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Oh, really? I didn't even think that much.
So Alyssa needs 2 to tie and 3 to win the game. Here we go. All right, question 1. In baseball, how many runs are scored on a grand slam?
4.
That is correct. Question 2. Carly Rae Jepsen had a hit song back in 2012. Can you tell me the name?
Call Me Maybe.
That is also correct. In the movie Finding Nemo, who was Marlin's wife?
Nemo's mom?
No, who was Marlin's wife? Oh, you're saying Nemo's mom? Do you remember her name? I need a name.
No.
I don't know if I can accept Nemo's mom.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Because I don't know Nemo's mom.
Is Marlin Nemo's dad?
What is Nemo's mom's name? Alyssa, I've done the fact check. You are correct. Nemo's mom. Her name is Coral. The answer I was looking for was Coral.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, I get the point. Woo!
Alyssa, trying to remain perfect here. Question 4. What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs?
An octagon.
Octagon is also correct. Will she go 5 for 5, Linda?
Probably.
What is the meaning of FN on your computer keyboard?
Oh, my gosh. Function.
Oh, my God, it is. It's function. Linda, she went 5 for 5 today.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
wow.
Of course.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that I went 5 for 5. I didn't even expect that, Linda.
I didn't expect to get 2, but I did.
Linda, thank you so much. We're so sorry. However, we do have some tickets for you to the Cleveland Taco Fest.
Oh, awesome. My name is Linda, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good to have you here. So Alyssa says I'm being a little bit of a drama queen. I don't think I am. I just think it's funny. Like I'm just making the observation. And I don't think anybody that would be in my shoes would make the same observation.
Maybe not being a drama queen. Maybe that's not what you're doing, but I do think you're putting too much weight into a chair.
Oh, now you're making fat jokes about me. Now I'm putting
Oh my gosh.
Now I'm putting too much weight in a chair. That's great, Alyssa. Real
no,
nice.
No, metaphoric you know weight, metaphorically speaking.
You know I've been back in the workout room, and I've been doing the 12-3-30 workout, trying to lose a few pounds.
Can't deal with you.
You got to say something like that.
Can't deal with
you. So you're saying that's why the company won't get me a new chair?
You know that's not what I'm saying. Because,
so Alyssa has a brand new chair in the studio. The company got Alyssa. I noticed it as soon as I walked in this morning. It's gorgeous.
It is.
It's like the Lexus of chairs.
It really is. It's a nice chair.
It's got a new chair smell. And it's there for Alyssa. I looked at my chair. It's the same old chair that's been here since the 1980s, I think.
Yeah, I imagine that there are a lot of legends that have sat in that chair because it looks like that chair is definitely older than me.
It takes a beating, but it keeps on running. And it's fine. I'm comfortable in this chair. It doesn't bother me at all. I just think it's interesting that you got a new chair and I did not. I just find that interesting. Do you not? But here's what I would like to point out right now. And I'm talking to anyone in our company that's involved in showering Alyssa with gifts. You went to the trouble of getting Alyssa this gift. And now I'm going to switch over. I'm going to go on Instagram on stories. I have to just illustrate this because it's visual. Alyssa is not even sitting in the chair. There's the new chair sitting over there in the corner. She's still sitting in her old chair.
It's true. I am sitting in my old chair.
You've had a brand new chair in here for 4 hours. Can you explain that?
Listen, okay. I was not emotionally prepared to sit in that chair today. I don't like change. I don't do well with it. I took one sit in it and I was like, okay, that's nice. That's new. I need to break it in. Today's not the day for it. It's like a new pair of shoes. I can't just start sitting in the chair. It feels different. I can't figure out how to put it down. It's up too high. I'll get there. But just for today, I needed my comfy, standby, trusted chair.
I think the company is going to learn very soon that you can't be happy. You'll never be happy. So I would like to make I would like to make a statement, a public statement.
I'm getting to look at my beautiful new chair. I'm very happy.
I'm making a public statement right now to our management. Look, I get it. Everybody loves Alyssa. I love Alyssa more than me. Okay? How can you not? She's awesome. But here's the thing. She only likes you as a friend.
Oh.
Right now, you're going full Hallmark Channel with the gifts and the grand gestures for Alyssa, but it's just not going to work.
Yeah, is Odyssey courting me?
You're in the friend zone. You got her a brand new chair. She throws it in the corner. She just doesn't care.
I care. I'm just not ready to... not ready to dive in on it.
Meanwhile, I've been here for you the entire time, and I continue to get it overlooked.
Do you want to sit in my chair, Bill? Do you want to sit in the new chair? Will that make you feel better?
I might take it on a test run.
All right.
Hash it out on the way, the Q Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.